This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Zelabine, Capecitabine. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Zelabine. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you taking Zelabine against the benefits they expect it will have for you. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may need to read it again. What Zelabine is used for? Zelabine contains the active ingredient capecitabine. This medicine is used to treat cancer of the bowel and rectum, colorectal, breast cancer, cancer of the stomach and food pipe, esophagus. This medicine belongs to a group of medicines called antineoplastic medicines. Within this group, Zelabine belongs to a class of medicines called fluoropyrimidine analogs. The active ingredient, capecitabine, is converted in the body by the liver and cancer cells to a medicine called 5-fluorouracil, also called 5-FU. It is 5-FU that works to kill or stop the growth of cancer cells. Zelabine may be prescribed alone or in combination with other medicines used to treat cancer, such as chemotherapy medicines. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. This medicine is not addictive. Before you take Zelabine, when you must not take it. Do not take Zelabine if you have an allergy to any medicine containing capecitabine. Fluorouracil, also called 5-FU, a medicine used to treat cancer. Other fluoropyrimidine medicines. Any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Do not take this medicine if you are pregnant. It may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. Your doctor may advise you to avoid becoming pregnant while taking this medicine. Do not breastfeed if you are taking this medicine. It is not known whether Zelabine and 5-FU pass into breast milk. Your doctor will discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Do not give this medicine to a child under the age of 18 years. Safety and effectiveness in children younger than 18 years have not been established. Do not take this medicine if you have or have had any of the following: severe kidney disease, no nonhydropyrimidine dehydrogenase, DPD deficiency. Do not take this medicine if you are taking any medicines containing the following: ceribidine, brivodine. These medicines are usually used to treat viral infections such as shingles, chickenpox, or cold sores, herpes simplex 1. Taking these medicines at the same time as Zelabine is potentially fatal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Before you start to take it, tell your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: heart disease, coronary artery disease, kidney disease, liver disease. Tell your doctor if you are dehydrated. Some signs of dehydration include dry skin, dark colored urine, thirst, weakness or fatigue, loss of appetite. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Zelabine. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you get without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Zelabine may interfere with each other. These include warfarin, a medicine used to prevent blood clots and to thin the blood. Phenytoin, a medicine used to treat seizures, epilepsy and heart irregularities. Leucovorin, also called folinic acid, a medicine used to treat folic acid deficient anemias. Antacids, medicines used to treat heartburn or indigestion. These medicines may be affected by Zelabine or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking this medicine. How to take Xelebine. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? Take Xelebine exactly as your doctor has told you to. Xelebine may be given with or without chemotherapy. Your doctor will tell you how many Xelebine tablets to take each day and how often to take them. Your doctor will calculate your dose based on your height and weight. Your doctor may vary your dose depending on the nature of your illness and your response to Xelebine. Use in elderly patients. The same dose is recommended for elderly patients given Xelebine alone. A lower dose may be given to elderly patients taking Xelebine in combination with other medicines to treat cancer. How to take it? Swallow the tablets whole with a full glass of water. Do not chew the tablets. When to take it? Take your medicine 2 times each day, morning and evening. Taking it at the same times each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. Take your medicine with food. You should take Xelebine no later than 30 minutes after food. When you take Xelebine in combination with chemotherapy, your doctor will advise which days of your treatment cycle you should take Xelebine. How long to take it? Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. The duration of treatment with Xelebine varies, depending on the nature of your illness and your individual response to treatment. Your Xelebine therapy is made up of a series of treatment cycles which usually last for 21 days. Your doctor will advise you how many cycles of treatment you will have, and whether there are any rest days in the cycle. In most cases, your treatment cycle will consist of intermittent Xelebine therapy, where you will take Xelebine for 14 days, followed by a rest period of 7 days. During the rest period, you will not take any Xelebine. Alternatively, your treatment cycle may be continuous, which involves 21 days of Xelebine treatment with no rest period. If you forget to take it, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much, overdose, immediately telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, telephone 131126. For advice, or go to accident and emergency at the nearest hospital, if you think that you, or anyone else may have taken too much Xelebine. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort, or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention. Some signs of an overdose may include, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or gastrointestinal irritation and bleeding. While you are using Xelebine, things you must do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Xelebine. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. Tell your doctor immediately if you develop diarrhea, more than 4 bowel movements each day, nausea, feeling like you want to vomit, and it has affected your appetite significantly, vomiting, and vomit more than once in a 24-hour period. Redness or swelling of your hands and or feet that affects your normal activities, also called hand-foot syndrome. Pain, redness, swelling, sores, or ulcers in the mouth. Xelebine can sometimes cause the above problems in some people. Your doctor may stop your treatment and treat these issues before starting you on Xelebine again. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Things you must not do. Do not take Xelebine to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. Things to be careful of. Be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how Xelebine affects you. Ensure that you remain well hydrated by drinking adequate amounts of water each day. Side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Xelebine. This medicine helps most people with cancer, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical attention if you get some of the side effects. If you are over 65 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice any of the following, and they worry you. Diarrhea. Vomiting. Nausea, feeling like you want to vomit. Fatigue, tiredness, or weariness. Skin rashes, dry, itchy, or red skin. Pain in your abdomen, gut. Fever, or increased temperature. Constipation. Headache. Dizziness. Loss of appetite, weight loss. Hair loss. Increased eye watering, or irritation, conjunctivitis, itchy eyes and crusty eyelids. Indigestion, or wind, gas. Dry mouth, thirst, dehydration, dark colored urine. Sore mouth, mouth ulcers, cold sores. Nail disorders. Sore throat, cough, nosebleeds. Shortness of breath, difficulty in breathing, or tightening of the chest. Redness or swelling of your hands and or feet. Tingling, or numbness of the hands, or feet. Altered sense of taste. Muscle and joint pain. Difficulty sleeping. The above list includes the more common side effects of your medicine. Your doctor may change your dose of Xelebine if you experience any of the above side effects. Tell your doctor, as soon as possible, if you notice any of the following. Severe diarrhea with more than 4 bowel movements each day. Nausea that has significantly reduced your appetite. Vomiting more than once in a 24-hour period. Pain, redness and or swelling of your hands and or feet that has affected your normal activities. Hand-foot syndrome. Pain, redness, swelling, or ulcers in the mouth. Stomatitis. Passing little or no urine. This could be a sign of kidney disease. Drowsiness. Breathlessness. You may need to stop taking Xelebine and be treated for the above side effects by your doctor before starting Xelebine again. If any of the following happen, tell your doctor immediately or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. Chest pain. Irregular heartbeat. Shortness of breath. 1, or a combination of the following. Confusion. Disorientation or memory loss. Changes in the way you move, walk, or talk. Poor balance, or lack of coordination. Decreased strength, or progressive weakness in your body. Blurred, or loss of vision. Numbness, or weakness of arms and or legs. Signs of infection such as swelling, redness, and increased temperature. Signs of liver disease such as yellowing of the skin and eyes. Blood in the feces. Severe blisters and bleeding in the lips, eyes, mouth, nose, or genitals. Severe skin reaction which starts with painful red areas, then large blisters and ends with peeling of layers of skin, accompanied by fever and chills, aching muscles and generally feeling unwell. The above list includes serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. These side effects may differ when taking Xelebine in combination with a chemotherapy medicine. Ask your doctor for possible side effects that may be caused by taking Xelebine with a chemotherapy medicine. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything that is making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some people. After using Xelebine. Storage. Keep your tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they may not keep well. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not store Xelebine or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave it on a windowsill or in the car. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Disposal. If your doctor tells you to stop taking this medicine, or the expiry date has passed, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine that is left over. Product description. What it looks like. Xelebine tablets are peach-colored, oblong-shaped, biconvex, film-coated tablets, debossed with 500 on one side, and plain on the other side. Xelebine tablets are available in blister packs of 120 tablets. Ingredients. Xelebine contains 500 mg of capecitabine as the active ingredient. The tablets also contain the following inactive ingredients. Crocarm low sodium. Hypromalose. Inoxidrate. iron oxide yellow, lactose, magnesium stearate, microcrystalline cellulose, purified talc, purified water, titanium dioxide. Zelabine contains sugars as lactose. Sponsor, Vitris Pty Ltd. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in June 2022. Australian registration numbers OSTAR 213045. Zelabine_CMI/JUNT22/00.